I'm tired of hearing self-declared protectors of morality and civic life attacking religious beliefs that they don't think are acceptable. Recently, Dr. Wendy Walsh made such a statement while being interviewed on CNN. The statement was outrageous and unsubstantiated, but it was heard by tens of thousands of people. On her website, it says she's an author and a TV psychological expert who regularly appears on CNN, The Early Show, and other programs. She's written two books, The Boyfriend Test and The Girlfriend Test. And across the top of her website, it declares, "Your source for answers on human behavior, love, work, parenting, culture, health, and technology." But I have to admit, until I heard her most recent statement, I'd never heard of her before. During the segment on CNN, she was discussing the worldwide decline in religious affiliation. She made the following statement during that interview. "Most studies on survivors show that the atheists die first, because if you don't believe in something supernatural, how can you imagine that you yourself have supernatural abilities enough to survive?" If this is true, if Dr. Wendy Walsh's source of answers about human behavior, about love, work, parenting, culture, health, technology, and now apparently religion is correct, one would be insane not to believe. But like so many other talking heads on TV, she did not cite the study she was discussing, nor substantiate her remarks, nor address the notion that there are numerous concepts of God that don't presume supernatural intervention. Belief in a God and belief in miracles is not the same thing. Perhaps Wendy Walsh should stick to giving advice about how to pick a boyfriend. And I would guess that if there was such a study that claims that atheists die before believers, it would have been funded or conducted by somebody or some group with a religious axe to grind. In a world in which religious affiliation is declining, in which religion seems to be afraid of modernity and is stuck in the past, those who are trying to defend or perhaps revive religion will say almost anything in their efforts to make religion meaningful and relevant. They will even say that if you believe, you're more likely to survive than the atheist sitting next to you on the plane. But atheist bashing, regrettably, is a popular pastime. It seems that when folks have nothing else to say, when they can't defend their positions, they shout, "Atheists!" Of course, they never really define the term or explain what they mean. They use atheist as a pejorative, an insult that suggests that one lacks morality, compassion, or now a will to live. Walsh isn't alone. Recently, Newt Gingrich, in explaining perhaps why he should be the next president of the United States, said, "If we, meaning those who agree with him, do not decisively win the struggle over the nature of America by the time they are my age, the next generation, they will be in a secular atheist country, potentially one dominated by radical Islamists and with no understanding of what it once meant to be an American." Gingrich is suggesting that America is going to be an atheist country dominated by radical Islam. Clearly, he knows nothing about religion, or he is willing to say anything in attempt to justify his position. Gingrich is attacking atheism for being un-American. Of course, it makes sense. For Gingrich explained two adulterous affairs as a result of being, now these are his words, "driven by how passionately I felt about this country, that I worked far too hard and things happened in my life that were not appropriate." So I have to say, I'm now a bit confused. Maybe Dr. Walsh could help, expert on relationships, human behavior, love, work, parenting, culture, health, and technology. Now, can you give me a hand? It seems that Gingrich is suggesting that being a patriot justifies having affairs, but being an atheist is bad for America. So I'm wondering, using their logic, do atheists have less affairs than believers? I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam. I invite you to take a look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org. And as always, thanks for listening.